hard to give you absolute rules of when to report something. If you see something, say something. I do say that you should err on the side of caution. And if you do see things that make you feel something suspicious, feel that something suspicious is going on, you should certainly think about reporting it. The only thing you need to do to be extra careful is to ask yourself, is this really something that is rationally suspicious, or could it be that my paranoia or my Islamophobia is making me overreact? Now, there isn't any, you know, there aren't any hard and fast rules about that, except that the Department of Homeland Security talks about 8 signs of terrorism. Now, these are more things like terrorist plots, not like seeing somebody drop a bag off at the airport and leave it alone and disappear. But let me tell you this, surveillance, people taking pictures and making drawings, particularly of landmarks, like if you're at the Statue of Liberty or something else that would be a dramatic landmark for the terrorists to attack. If they are information gathering, asking people where you work or at the airport or places for information. If you think that people are going into restricted areas, for example, these are tests of security. If there are suspicious transactions, so this would be related to funding. If you think that there are people who are trying in some way to collect funds for terrorists, then of course acquiring supplies. If you see people buying things that are bomb-making supplies, for example, suspicious persons out of place. They can be in places they're not supposed to be, or they look like they're not supposed to be. They don't fit into the scene. If you think that people might be making a dry or trial run. And then, obviously, if people are what they say call deploying assets, if they look like they're getting in position to create a terrorist attack. Now, the campaign, to see something, say something, actually started in the New York City subways. And it has then been adopted by Homeland Security in 2010 to make it be a national campaign. And more recently, there has been developed an app. Instead of see something, say something, it's see something, send something. And you can send words or a photograph of what it is that you're suspicious of. This is an app to connect concerned citizens, first responders, and law enforcement directly to key intelligence centers throughout the United States. Now, what you are supposed to be looking out for, they give examples as well. I mean, it's all the similar kinds of things that you probably have heard of, but, well, another part gets into this is denial. Even if you do see something that seems very suspicious, part of us doesn't want to believe that that's what it is. So that's another aspect that you have to keep in mind. But if you see suspicious or out of place vehicles, individuals, mail, packages, luggage abandoned in a crowded place, such as an airport or shopping mall, if you see individuals recording, watching, or photographing or monitoring activities, especially, as I was saying before, near places that would be typical terrorist on the wish list of places the terrorists would like to attack. You know, these are all the kinds of things that you should be aware of and that you should report. And again, either, of course, if it's something that's an emergency, if it's something really imminent, you don't just use the app, or don't just walk over to somebody if that's going to take a while. Call 911. This is not meant to replace 911, which is for emergencies. The bottom line is that you need to just give it the test of whether it's of what, and it's, and it is so hard because nobody wants to do racial profiling. If you look at who has committed the terrorist attacks in the past, you get an idea of who is likely to commit them in the future. So again, if you see something, say something. If you see something, send something. And I will be back with my next podcast. I love to take headlines in the news and use them as illustrations of things that you need to understand about terrorism in general, like the stories that I told you about today. Basically, I am helping you, trying to help you confront the monster under the bed each time in a different way. I put it on my couch. The monster is terrorism. I turn on the lights and I try to make it less scary. Also, keep a lookout for my book that's going to be soon to be released, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. Again, it's not just a catchy slogan. If you see something, say something or send something. I'm Dr. Carol, Terrorism Monster.